Pete Wasson, assistant managing editor for public service of the Wausau Daily Herald, says he's been frustrated by an inability to change local public opinion about drinking and driving, despite a string of recent, highly publicized drunk driving tragedies.
For 4 or 5 years now, our opinion page has been cajoling and persuading and arguing and shaming and doing everything that we could to bring attention to the issue of drunken driving and try and deter people from drunken driving.
Wasson's newspaper has published names and written editorials condemning the conduct of a parade of public officials charged with driving drunk, including two state senators, a state assemblyman, the Wisconsin Attorney General, a Wausau City Councilman, a radio talk show host, and a Northwoods police chief.
These community leaders, I think, have demonstrated a true lack of responsibility. The people who write our laws, in some cases, are incapable of obeying the laws that they themselves have passed.
So this holiday season, the newspaper came up with a new idea. Get people to sign a pledge that they will not drive while intoxicated. Wasson says that so far, more than 600 people have gotten the message and added their names to the list.
We kill almost one person a day, on the order of 325 people in drunken driving accidents in Wisconsin every year. It's noteworthy leadership by these 600 people.
Those who want to sign the pledge to not drink and drive can join the list on the paper's website, wausaudailyherald.com. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.